After Jesus had fed the big crowd of people, 5,000 men, he asked his disciples to get into their boat and to go ahead of him to the other side of the lake toward the town of Capernaum. Jesus went up into a mountain to pray, all on his own. There he was alone, and the evening and the night had come. But the boat was now in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, tossed by the waves, for the wind was against them. And so in the middle of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were frightened and shouted out, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. But Jesus said to them,
"It's just like walking on land, but instead of dirt under your feet, it's water."
That's right. But, of course, there aren't ghosts. When we're dead and we're unconscious. There's no immortal soul that goes on living after we're dead. When we're dead, we're unconscious. And the hope of the true Christian is resurrection of the body when Jesus comes back. And so when they shouted out, "Oh, it's a ghost," that doesn't mean that ghosts exist. It just shows that in their weakness, they went back to their old beliefs. Just as we can do when we're frightened and when we don't understand what's happening. But Jesus was so patient with the disciples. So he comforts them. "Don't be frightened. It is I. Be not afraid." Peter replied and said, "Lord, if it's you really, let me come to you walking on the water." "Come," said Jesus. And Peter climbed down out of the boat, and he walked on the water to go toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind, he was frightened and began to sink. "Lord, save me," he cried out. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they had come back into the boat, the wind stopped. And the disciples who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
It was very brave of Peter to go for a walk on the water, even just for a little while.
That's right. Even though he failed in the end, the other 11 disciples were still in the boat. And they didn't have
Which meant they didn't have such faith.
That's right. So it's easy to criticise, but what would we have done? Would we have stayed in the boat, or would we have been like Peter? Now, it says that when he saw the strong wind, he was frightened and began to sink. Now, you can only see wind when you see it blowing something. So there he was. He got out of the boat and he started walking to Jesus with his eyes fixed on Jesus. And while his eyes were fixed on Jesus, he didn't sink. But then he must have maybe looked behind him and seen the sail of their boat being driven in the wind, or he started looking at the clothes of Jesus being driven around in the wind. And then when his focus was off the face of Jesus, then he started to sink. And what you learn from that is that our focus must be upon Jesus. That somehow, all the time, we should be thinking of him, and somehow everything will work out all right. And he shouts out, "Lord, save me!" And Jesus grabs him and saves him. And, of course, that's really what we're all like, because our faith is weak for all of us. And he will put out his hand and grab us, and then his words are so true. "You have little faith, why did you doubt?" And I'm sure that when we're in the kingdom of God, we'll look back on this life, different times when we didn't have faith, and we'll think the same about ourselves. "Oh, you have little faith, why did you doubt?"
And maybe we could even travel back to that moment.
Yes, in time we can, maybe we will be able to travel back in time. When they crossed over the water, they came into the land of Gennesaret. When the people in that area heard about Jesus, they brought to him all the diseased and sick people and asked that they might only touch the hem of his garment. and everyone that touched it was made perfectly well. So, just think of Jesus. It must have been so exhausting for him. You remember that one time when that lady who'd had a disease of her blood for 12 years, she came and touched the hem of his garment, and he looked round and said, "Who touched me?"
What's a hem?
The hem is the very bottom of the long coat.
Like this?
That's right, the very bottom. And under the law of Moses, and Jesus lived under the law of Moses, the hem had to be blue. Maybe to remind them that they should be thinking of the sky, of heaven, where God is, all the time. And
or
so,
maybe how Israel crossed to the Red Sea.
Maybe. And so it represented the holiness of Jesus and his mind focused on God. So I was saying about Jesus that he felt power and energy going out of him whenever someone touched him and got cured. So he was so tired and exhausted. And you know how it is when you're tired or exhausted. We tend to get cranky and impatient and irritable. And Jesus was tempted just like us, because he wasn't God. God can't be tempted. But Jesus was tempted exactly like us, but he didn't sin. And so when we're tired and cranky and we do sin, God can forgive us our sins because of Jesus, because Jesus was tired, but he didn't give way to getting cranky. And when he was exhausted, he still didn't sin.